One district that seems to have done particularly well with Pathways is the Colonial School District. Why is it working so well there?
Well, you know, about 10 years ago, Colonial was in a difficult situation. William Penn High School, which for years had been the largest in the state, was losing students to the Votech schools and to a lesser extent to some charters because the community wasn't happy with how well the school was serving its students. Then when Delaware won a share of the federal Race to the Top grants, some of that money came into Colonial, and Colonial used that to embark upon essentially a rethinking of what it was offering at William Penn. What came out of this process was a decision to divide the school's curriculum, much the way big universities do, into three units that they're calling colleges. And one of them is for business, one of them is for the STEM subjects, and one is for the humanities. Now, Pathways came along just as William Penn was finishing setting up these three colleges. Adding the relevant Pathways programs into each unit gave a stronger backbone to the curriculum.
Is there a program or two in Colonial that stands out?
There are 19 Pathways now operating at William Penn, and there are four that I can give a little bit of a shout-out to right now. You know, we've talked in the past about how the Colonial District several years back reached an agreement with the trustees of the Newcastle Common and Delaware Greenways to have William Penn students grow and harvest crops on a portion of historic Penn Farm, which is just behind the school. And then that Penn Farm has become the centerpiece of the agriculture pathway, and some of the vegetables and fruits that are grown on the farm make their way not only into the district's cafeterias, where they're served as part of the lunch program, but also into William Penn's culinary program. So in some respects, the culinary and agriculture pathways at William Penn do intersect. Then there's also an intersection between the veterinary students in the ag program and those in William Penn's health sciences pathway, with the health students drawing blood and taking other sorts of samples from the farm animals. Now, in addition, William Penn is one of the few allied health programs in the state to offer a phlebotomy class. This requires a special certification for the teacher, and it just happens that one of the teachers that William Penn hired for the allied health pathway was a phlebotomist. So they're able to offer a phlebotomy curriculum, and they're the only one in Newcastle County that's able to do this. Now, finally, we've got the engineering pathway. We talk about these pathways, and very often we're thinking about kids who are not necessarily college bound or going for associate degrees. But you know, in engineering, a lot of kids are thinking 4-year colleges, masters, and so on. Well, one of the neat things here for the district is that it set up an internship at Dassault Falcon Aviation, which has a repair and maintenance operation at the Newcastle County Airport. Now, last year and this year, a couple of William Penn students have gone over there, and again, on a work-study program. They're earning $10 an hour, working 8 to 16 hours a week, and they're learning about the complex electronic systems inside each of these private passenger aircrafts that are maintained and upgraded at Dassault Falcon.
And Colonial is also extending Pathways reach now into middle schools. Why are they doing that?
Brian Erskine, who's the principal at William Penn, says the district believes that students shouldn't wait until ninth grade to start thinking about their careers. By sixth grade, he says, they're old enough to start thinking about what they'd like to do when they grow up, and how to connect those interests with the classes that are available to them to help them get where they want to go. So now, to help with that process, Colonial has gone and set up themes for each of its three middle schools. At George Reed, there's business, culinary, and agriculture. At McCullough, there are the STEM subjects. At Gunning Bedford Middle School, it's visual and performing arts and digital media and communications. Now, on top of that, this year, Colonial has set up a work-based learning center at McCullough, and students from William Penn, from the middle schools, and the Wallace Wallen School for Special Needs Youth all are going to be using this center to learn more about careers, to meet with prospective employers, and to get short classes on topics that aren't part of the regular curriculum, things like financial literacy. And classes like that might be taught by nonprofits, or they might be taught by some of these business partners. There are also plans to open up this center in the evening for services to adults in the community.